In just a minute, Bill makes like a rhinestone cowboy. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, many employers are offering their workers incentives to get fit. They're giving out fitness trackers, and they're telling workers to compete with each other to stay active. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports that these programs really show results as more and more employees are doing what?
Selling the fitness trackers online.
No, they keep the fitness trackers, but what are they doing?
They're hiring like ringers to wear their Fitbits.
Basically, they're cheating they're doing. So your hip millennial boss gives everybody a Fitbit so you can make sure you get in your 10,000 steps. Well, you could do that, or you could strap it to your dog. Or if you really want to guarantee you win that gift certificate to TGI Fridays, you could attach it to a power drill and turn it on.
Yeah.
Those are actual cheats people have used to win these competitions, as well as tying it to a ceiling fan.
That's amazing.
One absolutely brilliant guy who tied it to his hamster wheel. And he did win the competition, but the hamster is now his direct supervisor.
If you want to tie it to a dog to cheat, I hope someone's tying it to a chihuahua, because those dogs, they take more steps than anything I have ever seen in my life.
More dainty steps.
Yeah. I mean, you take like one stride and the chihuahua's like...
there are companies that run these competitions for your company. They, you know, farm out the work. And they say, oh, we'll come in, we'll give everybody Fitbit, run the competition.
That's a stupid business. Keep going.
Well, and they are getting hip to these cheaters because the results are too off the charts. It's like they call you out and they say, well, we know you tied it to your reciprocating saw. And you know how we know that? Because you're not in Tierra del Fuego, where you would have to be if you actually walked that much.
And also, like, it's like a larger, more slovenly gentleman is like, yeah, I walked 80 miles yesterday. Yep, I don't know what happened.
Can't get this weight off 80 miles a day.
So give me the prize, please.
Is it food? Because I'm hungry from walking 80 miles. Faith, a city in South Korea has started a unique public transportation initiative that will immediately announce on the train if a passenger happens to be what?
Immediately announce on the train. Is it something about the passenger's characteristic? Like, is it
characteristic of a particular passenger? And the reason is this so helpful is because it's very hard to ask a passenger if they are this.
Oh.
North Korea.
It's something that's not a...
It's true.
It's something that's not apparent?
Well, it could be apparent. You just don't want to guess wrong.
Oh, that's why the apparent is part of the clue.
Pregnant?
Yes, pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
On the one hand, people should and often want to give up their subway seat to
not
a pregnant woman. On the other hand, you should never say the words, oh, are you pregnant, to a woman you don't know, unless you can see the baby actually emerging from her body.
Yeah, you have to be like, is this your mucus plug?
Yeah, really.
Would you like to have a seat?
The transit system in the city of Busan, South Korea, solved the problem with this technology. Pregnant women carry these little transmitters, and when they get onto a train, this pink beacon lights up. The problem is, and it's nice because it's worked out really well, and people want to give up their seats.
I thought it was like some Star Trek technology that scans a woman's body.
Yeah.
And then, so it's like a little like.
So you
fob
have to volunteer to wear it.
Yeah. Well, what you do is you ask for, if you're pregnant, you show up and they say, oh, you're pregnant. Here you go.
Huh.
And they give it to you, put it in your pocket or your keychain, and then whenever you walk onto the train, it senses that you're there and lights up and lets passengers know that there's a pregnant person who might need a seat.
So you could lie.
Yes.
And say, yeah, I'm pregnant.
You could.
And then.
So if I did it and they're like, hey, I'm like, hey, you don't know me.
Yeah. You'd be like, what do you mean a man can't be pregnant?
You don't know me, man.
Yeah. It would be great if it was some weird like scanning technology, because it would be like, you are pregnant. And you'd be like, oh my God, I didn't know. What a way to find out. The subway told me, oh my God. Yeah.
Subway, is it a boy or a girl? Subway, who's the father?
It'd be like a whole like Maury Povich episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, on the way to work. Wow.
Get up, stand up for your right.
stand up, stand up, stand up for your own.